弟兄姐妹们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天我跟大家分享的题目是麦子和稗子。
Today, I'm going to share with you the topic of the wheat and the tares.
稗子是什么呢？
What are tares?
稗子就是长得很像麦子的一种杂草。
Tares are a weed that resembles wheat.
所以我们现在先来读两处的章节。
So let's read two portions from the scripture.
第一处是在马太福音的第十三章。
First, Matthew chapter 13.
这一处的圣经有两段。
And we have two portions.
那我们先来读第一段。
Let's read the first paragraph.
是从第十三章的二十四到三十节。
Matthew 13, starting with 24.
好，我先从头到尾读一遍。
I'll read all through.
耶稣又设个比喻对他们说，天国好像人撒好种在田里，及至人睡觉的时候，有仇敌来将稗子撒在麦子里面就走了，到长苗吐穗的时候，稗子也显出来。田主的仆人来告诉他说，主啊，你不是撒好种在田里吗？从哪里来的稗子呢？主人说，这是仇敌做的。仆人说，你要我们去薅出来吗？主人说，不必，恐怕薅稗子连麦子也拔出来，融着两样一起长，等着收割。当收割的时候，我要对收割的人说，先将稗子薅出来，捆成捆，留着烧，唯有麦子要收在仓里。
Matthew 13 verse 24. He presented another parable to them saying,The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed tares also among the wheat and went away. But when the wheat sprang up and bore grain, then the tares became evident also. And the slaves of the landowner came and said to him, Sir, do you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? And he said to them, An enemy has done this. And the slaves said to him,Do you want us then to go and gather them up? And he said, No, lest while you are gathering up the tares, you may root up the wheat with them. Allow both to grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, First gather up the tares and bind them in bundles and burn them up, but gather the wheat into my barn.
好，这里我请大家注意一下，在第二十五节那里面讲到极致人睡觉的时候，在英文里面这个人是复数的。
So let's pay attention to verse 25. While men were sleeping, this word men is plural.
那有的地方讲到是他的人，或者说他的仆人。
And another translation it talks about his men or his servants.
而在第二十四节讲到人撒种那个人是单数的。
However, when it talks about in verse 24, the man who is sowing is a one man, singular.
还有在第三十节。
Also in verse 30.
融着两样一起长。
Allow both to grow together.
在 Darby 弟兄他的翻译里面，这个融他用的是 suffer 两样一起长，或者说容忍、忍耐两样一起长。
So in the Darby translation, it uses the meaning of suffer or persevere, so that the both have to grow together in perseverance.
感谢主。那我们再读下面的这一段是在第三十六到第四十三节。
Further on, we need to read from verse 36 to 43.
这是对上面这个比喻的解释。
This is the explanation of the parable we just read.
当下耶稣离开众人进了房子，他的门徒进前来说，请把田间稗子的比喻讲给我们听。他回答说，那撒好种的就是人子，田地就是世界，好种就是天国之子，稗子就是那恶者之子。撒稗子的仇敌就是魔鬼，收割的时候就是世界的末了，收割的人就是天使，将稗子薅出来用火焚烧，世界的末日末了也要如此。人子要差遣使者，把一切叫人跌倒的和作恶的从他国里挑出来，丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。 那时义人在他们父的国里要发出光来，像太阳一样，有耳可听的就应当听。
Matthew 13 verse 36. Then he left the multitudes and went into the house, and his disciples came to him saying, Explain to us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered and said, The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world. And as for the good seed, these are the sons of the kingdom, and the tares are the sons of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Therefore, just as the tares are gathered up and burned with fire, so shall it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send forth his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all stumbling blocks and those who commit lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. In that place there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear.
好，感谢主。那第二处的章节是在约翰福音第十章第十节。
The second scripture is in John chapter 10 verse 10.
大家都很熟悉的一个章节。
We're all familiar with this verse.
约翰福音第十章第十节。盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，要让羊或者说叫人得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
John 10:10, the thief came only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they, which is the sheep, might have life and might have it abundantly.
所以请大家注意，在这一个章节里面讲到的跟这个麦子稗子有关的最主要的就是讲到生命。
So as the verse in John, as it relates to this parable of the wheat and the tares, the interconnection is life.
好，我们下面有一个祷告。
We'll have a prayer.
主啊，我们正是在你面前要谦卑。
Lord, we have to humble ourselves in your presence.
我们是何等的人呢？
What kind of people are we?
我们今天又成了何等的人呢？
And what kind of people we have become?
如果没有你的恩典，主啊，我们每一天都不能过。
Without your grace, we cannot go through one day.
主啊，但是感谢你，就算我们没有天天的来到你面前，你从来没有丢弃我们。
However, we thank you. Even though we don't come into your presence on a daily basis, you still come to us.
而且如果有你的话，主啊，我们可以一生来走这条窄路。
Furthermore, if we have you, we can partake of this narrow way like what is in the hymn.
所以愿圣灵成就你在地上的工作。
Therefore, may the Holy Spirit accomplish your work on this earth.
为着国度，愿意你把这工作做在我们身上。
For the sake of the kingdom, may you do this work in us.
帮助我们成为那有耳可听的人。
Help us to become the people who have ears who can hear.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 好，今天我们是处在一个黑暗又混乱的时代。
Today we're in an age of darkness and confusion.
这是讲到外面。
We're talking about things externally.
那在我们里面呢？
What about internally?
在马太福音六章二十三节这么讲。
In Matthew 6:23 it says,
你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？
But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. But if therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?
所以不管外面怎么黑暗，我今天要问弟兄姐妹的就是，我们里头有没有光？
Regardless of how dark the externally it is, my question for you today, brothers and sisters, is whether you have light within.
如果有的话，那我们就有方向，也有把握。
If you have this light, you will have a direction and assurance.
而且有力量，有盼望。
Also, you have strength and hope.
相信大家都知道，完美的视力是二十二十。
You all know that perfect vision is 2020 means perfect vision.
那今年呢，我们是在主后的2020年。
Today we're in AD 2020.
希望我们的属灵心灵的眼睛都可以在今年达到二十二十。
May our spiritual vision within would also reach 2020 vision.
让我们的心眼是明亮的。
So that the eyes of our heart are clear.
所以今天我想借着这一个机会，结合正在发生的选举，来分享马太福音十三章里面这个麦子和稗子的比喻。
So today, with this opportunity, and given what we've just gone through with the election, I want to explain the parable between the tares among wheat.
我要分享下面这五个方面。
I want to share on five points.
第一，就是这是一场属灵的征战。
First, this is a spiritual battle.
哪里有麦子，哪里就有稗子。
Wherever there is wheat, there is tares.
啊，第二点，征战的战场就在教会里面，就在每一个信主的人心里。
First, second, the battleground is actually in the church. It is in every single one of our hearts.
或者就说，这个战场就是我们。
In other words, this battleground is us.
第三点就是关于麦子。
Third, about the word on the wheat.
麦子就是生命。
The wheat refers to life.
生命在于要向主。
If we have life, we ought to be like the Lord.
那今天我分享关于这个向主的内容呢，我会特别讲到一方面，就是要尊主为大。
In terms of having this life of Christ in us, I will focus on one particular point, which is to exalt Him as high above all.
尊神为大。
Exalt God above all.
Amen. 然后第四点，我们再来看关于稗子。
Then fourthly, we will look at the tares.
稗子代表的是灭亡。
Tares represent destruction.
灭亡的本质就在于它不尊神为大。
The nature of destruction is because they do not exalt God above all.
所以第五点我跟大家分享就是我们当如何行。
The fifth is how we ought to pursue.
那我们当如何行，这里我会讲到我们要拣选生命。
And here on the fifth point, I will talk about we need to choose life.
我会分享有三个小点。
I have three sub-points.
第一点就是凡事要求问神。
In all things, we have to inquire of the Lord.
学会分辨。
And then second, we have to learn how to exercise discernment.
这还是第一点。求问主分辨。
So we inquire of the Lord in order to exercise discernment.
那第二点呢，我们要在神的话里面来耕种，来建造。
Secondly, we need to cultivate in His word, in His life.
神的话是在今天非常非常的关键和重要。
The word of God is very, very key and crucial in today.
那第三点呢，是在爱里面不要论断。
Thirdly, it is that we should not go on passing judgment in love.
所以我在交通这些内容的时候，不是要让人羞耻。
So I am not putting out this message to shame anyone.
神不是要定罪谁或者羞辱谁。
God is not trying to condemn anyone or put anyone to shame.
反而是仇敌要使用这些来控诉我们。
On the contrary, the enemy wants to use all these things to accuse us.
他要说我们一无是处，无可救药。
The enemy wants to tell us we are no good. There's nothing that can save us.
我们都是罪人，亏缺了神的荣耀。
The enemy wants to say we're all sinners. We've fallen short of the glory of God.
这是事实。
That's true.
但当光照到黑暗中的时候，如果我们有扎心的感觉。
However, when light shines into darkness, if your heart is pierced.
只要我们悔改就必得救。
As long as you repent, you will surely be saved.
就必得益处蒙祝福。
You will surely gain a benefit and be blessed.
就必得生命。
And you will surely gain his life.
所以我很尊重神给我的机会。
Therefore, I hold this opportunity that God gave me in high esteem.
我希望我能够把话讲得非常清楚。
I hope I can portray my message very clearly.
没有又似而又非的。
Not like yes and no.
起码我讲完，你知道我是怎么投票的。
I hope that after my sermon, you know how I voted.
因为在神这面我要负责。
Because I am responsible to God, toward God for what I preach to you.
为我所说的要负责。
I have to be responsible for what I preach.
但如果我该说却没说的，我也要负责。
However, if God bestows on words that I ought to preach and I do not preach them, I also need to bear responsibility.
所以我今天要把心里的感觉很直接地讲出来。
Therefore, I have to share the senses in my heart very directly with you today.
那在人这一方面，出于爱，我也同样的不愿意隐藏。
From the human perspective, out of love, I don't want to be hidden.
所以如果你有不同意见的话，
So if you have a differing opinion,
我尊重你的不同看法。
I honor your differing opinions.
也请你同样的尊重我的不同看法。
I also ask you to honor my opinion that is different from yours.
尤其不要把电视关掉，停止聚会。
And please do not turn off the TV or computer screen and stop the assembly.
这不是神的心意，也不是我的心意。
This is not God's desire, nor is it mine.
所以现在讲到这个大选。
So let's talk about the election.
这是一个试炼又煎熬的一个过程。
This is a great trial, and this is full of affliction.
今天还在这个情形里面。
Today we're still in the same condition.
有许多的混杂，有许多的谎言。
There are lots of confusion and lies.
为什么这么说呢？
Why do I say this?
因为总统我们只应该选出来一个。
Because we ought to just choose one president.
现在有两位都说宣称他们胜选。
Now we have two people who claim that they have won the election.
而且呢，都说他们赢了很，就说是一边倒的赢。
And also they both claim that they have won the election by a landslide.
所以从逻辑上来讲，肯定有一方说谎。
So logically, one person of course is lying.
肯定有一方作假。
And of course one person is not saying the truth.
所以今天我们何等需要在灵里面有这个2020的势力。
So how we ought to have the spiritual vision of 2020.
不然下面要发生的更复杂，更艰难。
Otherwise, what is about to come is going to be more confusing and full of more affliction.
所以在我们家里，我们跟我们的孩子交流的时候，我跟孩子是这么讲。
So when I communicate the matter of election with my children, this is what I said to them.
我说如果我们在主里面不够清楚的话，
If we are not clear in the Lord,
我们在下面的时日站不稳的，
We cannot stand firm in the ensuing time,
我们应付不了的，
We can't handle this.
所以对我自己，对于我周围的人，我都是这样一个负担。
So I have this burden toward myself and everyone around me.
有人说啊，如果选票上一方是一个人的名字，另外一方的名字是耶稣的话，
Someone say if on the ballot it's a name of a candidate and then it also lists a Jesus.
那多容易啊。
Then it is so easy.
我们都知道怎么选。
We all know how to fill out the ballot.
真是这样吗？
Is that not so?
我相信那些真有属灵看见的人来讲，今天现在的这个选举是非常清楚，非常简单，非常明了的。
I feel that for people who have spiritual discernment, the choice in this election is very clear and it is very bright.
但是呢，如果需要我们要看穿谎言，
But this involves us to see through lies.
要顶住一种压力，
And we have to oppose this pressure.
甚至要付出一些代价。
And also we may have to pay a price.
也许要摒弃我们自己的利益，自己的想法。
Maybe we have to cast away our own benefits and our own thoughts.
自己的理由。
And our own reasoning.
还是那么理所当然吗？
We still saying that we deserve this or that.
所以我们都不完全。
We are all imperfect.
下面我们需要在神的话里面一起来学习。
So now we have to study the word of God together.
我们先来看第一点。
My first point.
就是这是一场征战。
Which is, this is a warfare.
在马太福音13章里面，这里面讲到天国的比喻，所以是天国的征战。
The parable in the Gospel of Matthew talks about the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, this involves warfare of the kingdom of heaven.
这是人子，就是我们的主跟魔鬼之间的征战。
This is warfare between our Lord, which is the Son of Man, and Satan.
也是在天国之子跟恶者之子之间的征战。
It is also a warfare between son of heaven and son of evil.
这是麦子跟稗子，生命跟死亡的征战。
It is also a warfare between wheat and tares and life and death.
其实这个征战从创世以来就存在了。
Actually, this warfare has existed since the creation of time.
在创世纪里面说，起初神创造天地。
In Genesis, it talks about in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
我相信这天地是美好的。
I believe that this heavens and the earth are beautiful.
而且有被造的美好的生命。
There's also life that has been created that is also good.
比如服役的天使。
As for instance, angels who are ministering.
但是在第一章第二节突然讲到地是空虚混沌渊面黑暗。
However, in verse 2 of chapter 1, it suddenly talks about the earth was formless and void and darkness was over the surface of the deep.
所以不用惊奇，这是因为发生了一场征战。
Do not be surprised because a warfare has taken place.
但是神呢，他继续在这个已经败坏的世界里面做他耕种的工作。
However, God continued to do his work of cultivation among all this corruption.
做生命的工作。
He is doing his work of life.
这里面讲到神的灵运行在水面上。
Here in verse 2, it talks about the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters.
然后第三节，神说要有光，就有了光。
In verse 3, then God said, let there be light, and there was light.
而且他创造了亚当。
He also created Adam.
把这个生气吹在他的鼻中，把生命吹在他的鼻中。
And he breathed the breath of life into his nostrils.
又把他安置在伊甸园。
And God also placed Adam in the Garden of Eden.
让他来修理看守。
So that he can work be over all the garden.
何等美好。
How good it is.
但是在第三章的时候。
However, in chapter 3.
这里面不是神的疏忽，是人的疏忽。
This is not an omission by God. This is an omission by men.
当人睡觉的时候。
When man was asleep.
当亚当 不在那里的时候
When Adam was not there,
那里面讲到蛇来引诱夏娃
Here it talked about the snake was the serpent started to entice Eve
就像我们读的比喻里面来讲的一样在黑暗之中偷偷的仇敌魔鬼就来到这个生命之中
Just like what we read from the parable earlier in the middle of the night suddenly his enemy cameinto the midst of life.
他就用一句问话一句谎言就播下了这个稗子。
Through one lie, the enemy has sown tares.
让这个女人开始怀疑神。
So this led to the woman doubting God.
起了不信的心。
And this heart of disbelief start to arose in her heart.
而且为自己的好处摘了果子来吃。
Also, she picked out the fruit for her own benefit.
那在后面的话我们都知道这个故事死亡就临到众人世人。
And we all knew about the story, at the end of the story, death came upon the multitude.
所以今天的选举。
So for the election, today.
不是关乎这个候选人或者那个候选人。
It is not about this candidate or that candidate.
不是关乎民主党或者是共和党。
It is not about Democrats versus Republicans.
不是关乎白种人还是黑种人。
It is not about whites versus blacks.
不是关于男性或者女性。
It is not about men or about women.
不是关于左或者右。
It is not about left or right.
这是关乎你是为着神向着神还是说你抵挡神
The only thing it is about is whether you are turning toward God or you are opposing God
这是善跟恶的一个征战
This is a warfare between good and evil
是光和暗的一个征战
This is warfare between light and darkness
是生命跟死亡的征战
Warfare between life and death
那第二点我们要看到的就是这个战场是在教会在人的心中
And second, we need to see that this battlefield is in the church. It is in the hearts of men.
为什么这么讲呢因为这个比
Why do I say this?
因为这个比喻讲田里主已经解释是世界嘛
Here in verse 30, here the Lord already said the field is referring to the world in verse 38.
那我们有什么根据呢
So what basis do I have to say this?
在哥林多前书的第三章第九节开始
In 1 Corinthians 3:9, starting there.
那里面讲到啊保罗说啊我们是与神同工的你们是神所耕种的田地所建造的房屋。
There Paul says, we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building.
没错，世界是握在这个恶者的手下。
It is true, the world is in the control of the evil one.
但是人子，我们的主，他专门选了一块田地，是属于他来做主人的。
However, the Son of God, our Lord, has picked a particular field where he is the owner.
然后他在那里耕种、撒种。
And he's planting seed and he's cultivating.
这些麦子就是教会。
And all this wheat refers to the church.
而且在哥林多前书第三章第十节那里面又讲到。
Furthermore, in 1 Corinthians 3:10 it says,
他说个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
Each man has to be careful how he builds upon this foundation.
所以马上就提到不光是教会这个层面，还有在个人的层面。
So not only do we have the level of the church, we also have an individual level.
在第十二节他说，有人用金银宝石来建造，有人用草木禾秸来建造。
Therefore, in verse 12, it continues to say that some man builds upon this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones. Others build with wood, hay, and stubble.
所以在第十三节讲，个人的工程必要显露。
Therefore, in verse 13, it says each man's work will become evident.
所以在教会里面有麦子，有稗子。
Therefore, in the church, there is wheat and there are tares.
在我们每个人心里面也有麦子，也有稗子。
In every single one of our heart, there's also wheat and there are also tares.
这场征战就打在这里。
Therefore, that's where the warfare takes place.
在哥林多后书第二章第七节那里面讲。
In 2 Corinthians 2:7, it says,
是讲到现在的光景，因为那不法的隐逸已经发动，只是现在有一个拦阻的。
It says that because the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, and he who restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way.
所以这一个拦阻其实是唯一一个拦阻仇敌的。
So here it talks about the restraints. This is the only restraint, restraining the enemy.
所以在比喻里面，仇敌来征战，他为什么要到这块田里呢？
Therefore, when the enemy is trying to pick a fight, why does the enemy pick this field?
因为他知道在这个地上只有一件事拦阻他，就是教会，就是信主的人。
Because the enemy knows that there is only one thing that restrains the enemy, which is the church, people who believe in God.
所以今年的选举不知道为什么征战这么厉害。
For reasons unknown to us, this election this year is very, very severe.
我们每个人心里的计较，每天都在被这些影响。
We are our minds is being churned and churned by all these current events.
在教会里面呢，在家里面呢。
In the church and in our families.
所以弟兄孟弟兄带师的时候已经提到，这很多的征战。
Brother James already mentioned this in our inspiration. There is so much warfare.
甚至信主的人之间也有敌对。
Even among believers, there's also opposition.
因为这是属灵的征战，因为我们这里就是战场。
Because this is a spiritual warfare, because this is the battleground.
或者我换一个讲法来看。
In other words,
如果在教会之外，征战大不大呢？
Outside of the church, is the warfare severe?
不大。
No.
因为什么呢？政治、经济、文化、宗教的势力早就合一了。
Because outside of the church, the forces of culture, economy, everything else, politics, they have all already merged together. Or religious house, they've all merged together.
他们要重设这个世界的秩序。
They want to reset the new world order.
我想大家在前面几方面都熟悉，但我就提一下宗教这个世界。
I think the other forces I mentioned you're all familiar with, but let me talk about the religious forces.
因为媒体这些他们的一致我们都早清楚了。
Because we clearly know about how the media portrays things.
如果大家去查一查的话，梵蒂冈现在的领袖在许多事情上的立场会让你非常惊奇。
If you check the positions of the leaders at the Vatican today, you will be very surprised.
因为他在大概一个月以前就已经在许多国家元首还没有的时候，他就早于他们来公开祝贺这个媒体所承认的总统。
Because a month before, all these other world leaders congratulate the presidential candidate. The leader in Vatican already congratulated the presidential candidate.
那我最近稍微看了一下，我才注意这件事。
I was doing a little digging around, therefore I discovered this.
甚至在文化的这个范围，他是支持同性婚姻的。
Even under the cultural perspective, the leaders at Vatican supports gay marriage.
所以弟兄姐妹们，其实如果我们把教会拿去的话，大选的结果一定是一边倒的。
So if we remove this, the church, the result of the election is for sure a landslide.
我相信你都会同意。
I think we're all agreed with that.
而且对信主的人来讲，这场征战没有说选择打或者不打，我们都在其中。
And also, this is not your choice whether you want to fight this battle or not. We are all in this war.
所以我请大家再记得，我重复一下。
So please remember, and I'll repeat this again.
就是在不法的隐逸发动的时候，当大罪人显出的时候，唯一抵挡他的就是教会。
So when the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, and when the man of lawlessness is going to be revealed, the only person, the only restraint is the church.
那我们现在来看第三点，就是讲到麦子，讲到生命。
So let's talk about the wheat, the third point, which is life.
因为这个里面的内容就讲到要尊神为大。
Because this point refers to how we need to exalt the Lord above all.
在比喻里面说人撒好种。
In the parable, it talks about a man sowed good seed.
所以我们都记得在约翰福音12章24节里面讲到，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多的籽粒来。
So we all remember in John 12:24, it says that unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains by itself alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
所以这个是讲到撒种。
So this is referring to the sowing of the seeds.
那对应在约翰福音第十章第十节讲到，人子来是要人得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
So this basically corresponds to John 10:10, where it talks about the Son of Man come so that we may have life and have life abundantly.
所以今天不光是有这个种子，而且有生命的成长。
So today, not only do we have this seed, we also have the growing of this life.
圣灵要借着神的话，让我们成为圣洁。
The Holy Spirit wants us to be holy, to sanctify us through the Word of God.
现在主要用水借着道把教会洗净。
So the Lord wants to use the washing of water so that he can sanctify the church.
而且约翰他自己也在启示录里面讲过，说我是你们的弟兄，跟你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐上一同有份的。
So John also says that I am a partaker of his perseverance and testimony with you.
而且是为神的道给耶稣做见证。
Also, I bear testimony for the word of God.
这个见证就是讲到结果子。
So here, this testimony means bearing fruit.
而且在彼得前书四章十二节也讲到，有火炼的试验临到你们，你们不要奇怪。
So, 1 Peter 4 also talks about there is a fiery ordeal that will test you, and do not be surprised by this.
或者说，这里就是那个比喻里面讲的，容两样一起长。
And this is referring to the parable, allow both to grow up together.
在患难里面，借着十字架，这些生命可以成长。
During affliction, through the cross, the life will grow.
所以在上一周我们听到许多美好的见证。
So last week we heard many, many good testimonies.
在身体、工作、生活、这个家庭里面都有许多的难处。
So we face difficulties in our own individual life and family life and our jobs.
但是呢，这里面却出来见证。
However, testimony is being brought out.
所以生命会长苗，会吐穗的。
And because wheat can spring up and grow.
那它的结局是什么呢？
What is the end result?
在马太福音第七章21到23节那里面提到。
In Matthew 7:21-23 it says.
或者我们只看21节的话。
Or if we just look at verse 21.
里面讲到凡称呼主啊， 主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
所以这个麦子要被收在仓里，义人要在父的国里像太阳一样发光。
Therefore, the wheat will be gathered into his barn, and they will be the righteous one who will be shining like the sun.
审判的时候从神的家先开始。
That is why judgment will start in the house of God.
如何审判呢？生命的内容就是遵行我天父旨意的人。
How will God judge? He will judge us according to him who follow the will of the Heavenly Father.
是尊主为大的人。
He who exalt God above all.
不在乎能力、工作、热心、地位。
It doesn't matter what your zeal is, your talent, and your position.
所以这个是生命。
This is life.
所以在这个选举里面，我们如果来看的话。
So during the election, we can see that.
我们看到许多尊主为大的见证。
We have seen many examples where they exalt the Lord above all.
那如果我们再回想的话，对于我来讲，我是一个移民。
As far as I'm concerned, I'm an immigrant.
我才开始知道美国的历史。
I'm just starting to learn the history of America.
这国家就是由这个生命的种子开始的。
So this country started with this life.
也是神耕种的田地。
With a seed, and this country was also a field of God.
这个国家的先父曾经这么讲，我们国家的宪法是为了那些有道德、有信仰的人预备的。
Therefore, the founding father says our constitution is prepared for the people who are moral, who actually have faith in God.
如果没有这个的话，就不适用。
If you don't have morals and you don't have faith or belief in God, the constitution is inapplicable.
不光他们有这样的见证。
Not only do they have that testimony.
在不久前有一个总统，他叫里根。
Earlier there was a president called
Reagan.
Reagan.
Yeah, 他曾经去访问苏联。
President Reagan was visiting Russia.
其实不是为了外交，他为了传福音。
Reagan went to Russia not for diplomatic reasons, but he wanted to preach the gospel.
他不光向当时苏联的领袖戈尔巴乔夫来传。
Not only did he preach the gospel to Gorbachev at the time,
更在莫斯科的一个大学对着成百上千的年轻人，就是将来的共产党员。
He also preached the gospel toward these college kids and tens of thousands. And these will be future Communist Party members.
他说美国的人民是这个地上最有信仰的一群人。
He said that people in America are the people with faith, the most faith.
他说我们的自由、民主、平等不是赚来的，是上帝的礼物。
Our democracy, our freedom is not something we earn. It is a gift of God.
那时候全场起立鼓掌。
And then the whole audience stood up and applauded.
这是生命的见证。
This is a testimony of life.
是光和盐的见证。
This is a testimony of salt and light.
比如第一修正案到底是讲什么呢？
So what is the first Bill of Rights really about?
是信仰敬拜的自由。
This is the freedom of religion.
在这个基础上才有其他的条例。
Based on this foundation, you have other rules and regulations.
所以尊神为大一直是这个国家的根基，也是祝福的源头。
And the foundation of this country is that we exalt God above all, and this is the source of our blessings.
所以很不幸，我们现在要来看看第四点。
Unfortunately, we have to look at point number four.
有麦子的地方就有败子。
Because wherever the wheat is, there are tares as well.
所以在人睡觉的时候。
So while the men are asleep.
当仆人不警醒的时候。
When the servants are not paying attention.
有仇敌来把败子撒在麦子里面。
So the enemy sown tares among wheat.
魔鬼就是在黑暗里面偷偷的进来。
Satan sneaked in darkness.
就像约翰福音第十章第十节讲的，盗贼来无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
Just like John 10:10 it says, the thief came only to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
所以我们已经看到这个亚当的夏娃的故事。
We just saw the story of Adam and Eve.
他偷窃了什么呢？
What did the enemy steal?
他把真理从人心里面拿走。
The enemy stole truth from the hearts of men.
他把人对神的敬拜从人里面拿走。
The enemy stole the worship from men's hearts toward God.
偷窃的下一步呢？
What is the next step of stealing?
在雅各书第一章第十四节十五节这么讲。
James 1:14-15 it says.
这讲得非常清楚。
It says very clearly.
但个人被试探， 乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
But each man is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death.
所以当人的私欲来接受这个试探的时候，最后就是杀害，引出死来。
So therefore, if your lust leads you to be tempted, then it leads to sin and ultimately death.
那还有在下一步，我们知道全地都被毁坏。
And then the next step, the following step, is that the entire earth will be under destruction.
都是在一个咒诅里面。
The whole earth is under a curse.
那魔鬼他到底要做什么？
So what does Satan really want to do?
他要做的就是他在试探主耶稣的时候给我们看到的。
What he is trying to do is when he tempted Jesus.
他把万国的荣华都给主看。
He showed our Lord all the glory of this entire world.
然后用这个私欲来试探神，试探主。
And he wanted to use this lust to tempt the Lord.
他说呢，我把这些都赐给你，但是你要俯伏拜我。
So the enemy says, all these things will I give you if you fall down and worship me.
所以人在神以外一切的追求，其实都是对魔鬼的敬拜。
Therefore, if men pursue outside of God, it is all worshiping Satan.
而且并会让我们失去生命。
And this, and those pursuits will also lead us to lose life.
他用什么做手段呢？
What means did the Satan use?
谎言。
Lies.
在哥林多后书十一章十三节那里开始讲到。
In Corinthians, Second Corinthians 13 it says.
是假使徒，他们可以装作基督使徒的模样。
Because Satan can pretend to be, messengers of apostles.
然后撒旦在第十节十四节，撒旦也装作光明的天使。
And in verse 14, it even says Satan disguises himself as an angel of light.
他的差役也装作仁义的差役。
Even his servants disguise themselves as servants of righteousness.
所以他来就是用假冒。
So he comes with deceit.
然后从生命里面来毁坏。
And then it destroys the life from within.
当人接受他的时候，
when men receive Satan,
当这个败子在人里面长出来的时候，
when tears are growing up in people's heart,
那就是沉沦之子，
you become the sons of destruction.
也是在谎言里面，
it is also a sons of lies.
所以当大罪人显出来的时候，在帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第三节第四节，尤其在第四节给我们看到到底是什么光景，这个败子。
Therefore in 2 Thessalonians 2 verses 3 and 4, particularly verse 4, it shows us what the tares are, that is the man of lawlessness when he is revealed.
就是沉沦之子，大罪人，他是抵挡主，高抬自己，超过一切成为神和一切受人敬拜的，甚至坐在神的殿里自称是神。
So the man of lawlessness, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God, and he even takes his seat in the temple of God.
所以很简单，就是两步。
So simply stated, he has two steps.
第一步高举人。
First, he exalts men.
第二步敬拜魔鬼。
Second, worship Satan.
那在大选里面我们看到什么呢？
So what do we see from this election?
就是有人做这样的事。
There are people doing things like this.
首先，主流媒体都是谎言。
First, a lot of the main media is all full of lies.
装作光明之子。
And they're disguising themselves as sons of light.
而且呢，有一个词叫做自由派 ，liberal.
Also, there's the liberal people.
那 liberal 其实是一个很美的词。
Actually, the reference liberal, being a liberal is a good term.
自由被解放，在神的里面，这是很美的词。
So in God's domain, being liberated is a good thing.
但是在副总统辩论的时候，
However, in the vice presidential debate,
其中一个副总统的候选人，他说，妇女们，你的身体你做主。
One of the vice presidential candidates said to the women, "Women, you call your own shots regarding your own bodies."
你要堕胎吗？那是你的身体，你做主。
If you want an abortion, it is your body. You call the shots.
如果我们把神的原则，把对神的尊重拿开，然后只来讲自由的话。
If we remove the godly principles and remove God from all these things and we only talk about liberty,
就是直接得罪我们的神。
Then this will be a direct offense to our God.
我们如果了解的话，婴儿长大一点的婴儿要堕胎的话，要先把他的声带切掉。
We know that when you conduct an abortion in a later term pregnancy, you have to cut the vocal cord of the fetus first.
因为它会发声，它会哭喊。
Because the fetus could cry.
它也有它的选择，因为它是一个生命。
Because it also has its choice because it is a life.
但是父母可以决定我的选择超过你的选择。
However, the parents could have a right to say, my choice is higher than your choice.
如果没有真理，只有相对的道德。
If we don't have truth, we only have relative morality.
所以我们最大的美德只不过是包容。
So the biggest virtue we have is forbearance.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们如果看清这个属灵的征战的话。
However, brothers and sisters, if we can see clearly the spiritual warfare.
我们知道那都是得罪神。
We know that all these things is offensive to God.
所以民主本来在神里面也可以是一个美好的词。
Therefore, in God, democracy could be a good term.
当全民都来拥戴大卫做王的时候，那是以色列最兴旺的时候。
When the whole multitude, the whole nation crowned David as king, that is the time when the kingdom of Israel was the most prosperous.
但是你如果把神拿掉的话，只讲民意。
However, if you remove God from the picture and you only talk about polls,
现在这个国家的光景就是要取消神 canceling God.
So the condition of this country right now is we just want to cancel God.
而且大家众口一心要做这件事情。
And with one accord, we want to do this.
啊，那我还可以讲很多，讲到平等，讲到这个真的怜悯，照顾穷人，这些都可以在光明的这个借口下面。做抵挡神的事。
And I can go on more to talk about equality, taking care of the poor. Outside of God, we can all do these things in opposition to God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我不会选这个党。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, I will not choose this party.
那下面我们再看第五点。
Let's look at the fifth topic.
我们当如何行
？How ought we to do?
因为田主的仆人看到这个麦子跟稗子就来问主人。
Because the servants of the landowner saw the tares and they came to ask the landowner.
所以当征战来到的时候，我们要凡事要求问主。
Therefore, when warfare comes, we have to inquire of the Lord in all things.
不要凭自己的意念。
Do not do things according to your own opinion.
然后神会把他的话给我们。
And then God will give us his word.
所以第二点我们要讲的就是在神的话作为依据来耕种来建造。
Therefore, secondly, we want to talk about how we use the foundation of God's word to build and to cultivate the field.
因为主耶稣来胜过试探的时候，他说经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
Because when the Lord Jesus was under temptation, he used the word of the Bible to say, as it is recorded, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
所以主怎么讲呢？容两样一起长。
Therefore, what did the Lord say? Allow both to grow together.
所以在我们如果经历患难。
As we experience tribulation,
经历难处
difficulty,
经历有敌对的情形
opposition,
各样的事情
all in all things,
这都是我们的益处
this is all for our benefit.
所以只要我们爱主
as long as we love the Lord,
我们愿意接受圣灵十字架的工作
we're willing to receive the work of the cross and the Holy Spirit in us,
总能忍耐着结实
We can bear the crop.
这是金银宝石的工作。
This is the work of gold, silver, precious stones.
这是得神喜悦的。
This will be well pleasing to God.
所以我们可以拒绝谎言。
Therefore, we can reject the lies.
可以像但以理那样不吃王膳来玷污我们。
We can be like Daniel to turn down the food that defiled him, the food from the king.
而且不拜这个金像跟他的朋友们。
And Daniel and his friends did not bow down to the golden statue.
单单向神祷告。
And he only prayed to God.
这时候你必明白神的事情。
And if you pray accordingly, you will surely understand.
你会分辨的。
You will have discernment.
或左或右，这是正道，你要行在其中。
Whether you turn to the left or to the right, you will walk in the right way.
在我们查经组有一位老伯伯，他信主一年多。
In my Bible study, there is an elderly sister. She believed the Lord for a little bit over a year.
一位老伯伯。
an elderly brother.
然后他在前天查经之后，他就说，这一年来我就学到了很多。
And he shared during our Bible study that this past year he has learned much.
但是他说我学到的最明显的就是要爱主，要听主的话，这是正道。
The thing that I learned the most is that I have to love the Lord, I have to follow His will, and this is the right way.
感谢主，他在主里这么清楚。
We thank the Lord that He is so clear in the Lord.
还有就是第三点。不要薅麦子薅麦子。
And thirdly, do not gather up the tares.
我们分辨是应该的。
We ought to exercise discernment.
但是不要论断。
However, do not go on passing judgment.
因为神他才能照出暗中的隐情。
Only God can reveal the hidden things.
如果我们家中有年轻人，我们与他交通的话。
If we have young adults in our family and we talk to them,
不要定罪。
Do not condemn them.
因为可能有些心中的隐情我们不知道。
Because there are things hidden in the darkness that we don't know.
也许他也要从神那里得着称赞。
But he may also receive praise from God.
如果我们非常确信一件事情，那我们就继续跟他交通，在温柔里面。
If we are very assured of something, then we need to share with them in all gentleness.
如果我们觉得有些事实被蒙蔽的话，那我们就继续跟他们交通。
If we feel that there's some truth that has been covered up, then we should continue to have fellowship with them.
年轻人也一样。
Young adults, they should also do likewise.
如果你觉得你的父母是尊主为大的人，
If you feel like your parents exalt the Lord above all,
你就应该尊重他们。
You ought to honor your parents.
继续与他们交通。
Continue to have fellowship with your parents.
好，那我想，今天，或者我来读几处的章节来结束，就是我的总结。
Let me conclude by reading a few scriptures.
是在提摩太后书的。第二章
which is in 2 Timothy.
这样我多读一些，我从第二章第十九节开始读。
I will start from 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19.
这是保罗对年轻的提摩太的吩咐。
These are commandments by Paul toward the young Timothy.
我想或者我们中文英文一起来读，我们结束在第四章的第七节吧。
We will read from 2 verse 19 through chapter 4 verse 8, reading Chinese and English simultaneously.
然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有着印记说主认识谁是他的人，又说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。你要逃避少年的私欲，从那清心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平，没有那愚拙无学问的辩论，总要弃绝，因为知道这等事是起争竞的。然而主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和的待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐，用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道，叫他们已经被魔鬼任意掳去的可以醒悟，脱离他的网罗。你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，放毒，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱宴乐不爱神，有敬虔的外貌却背了敬虔的实意。这等人你要躲开，那偷进人家牢笼无知妇女 等的，正是这等人。这些妇女担负罪恶，被各样的私欲引诱，常常学习，终究不能明白真道。从前亚尼和羊体怎样抵挡摩西，这等人也怎样抵挡真道。他们的心地坏了，在真道上是可废弃的。然而你们不能再这样抵挡，因为他们的愚昧，他们不能这样抵挡，必在众人面前显露出来，像那二人一样。那你已经服从了我的教训、品行、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐，以及我在安提阿、以哥念、路斯德所遭遇的逼迫、苦难。我所忍受的是何等的逼迫，但从这一切苦难中，主都把我救出来。不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。只是作恶的和迷惑人的，必越久越恶。他欺哄人，也被人欺哄。但你们所学习、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度嘱咐你，务要传道，不论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐、各样的教训、责备人、警戒人、劝勉人，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。阿们。
Amen.